Shalom and Yeshua, this is Rabbeen Deborah Brandt, and today is day 38 of our 50 days to Shavuot, the name above all names, Yeshua. Omer, day 38, Son of the Most High, Luke 1:32. He will be great and will be called Ben Elyon. Adonai Elohim will give him the throne of David, his father. Ha Elyon. The Greek is Upsistos, Highest, Most High. The Hebrew name Elyon is used by itself at Numbers 24:16 and elsewhere. God is first called El Elyon, God Most High, at Genesis 14, 8-20, where Abraham tithes to the priest Melchizedek. That phrase is found in the New Testament at Mark 5:7, Luke 8:28, Acts 16:17, and Hebrews 7:1. The first three of these are spoken by demoniacs. Upsistos appears in the plural to denote places in the highest heavens at Matthew 21:9 and Mark 11:10, Luke 2:14 and 19:38. Son of Ha'elyon means Son of God, as is clear from verse 35. The language of verse 32 to 33 is entirely in line with the Tanakh and very messianic. The throne of his forefather David was promised for the Messiah to King David in 2 Samuel 7:12 to 13 and verse 16. The greatness of Yeshua as Ben Elohim. Hebrews 7:1 to 10. For this Melchizedek was king of Salem, Kohen of God Most High. He met Abraham returning from the defeat of the kings and blessed him. And to him Abraham apportioned a tenth of everything. First, by the translation of his name, he is king of righteousness, and then also king of Salem, which is king of Shalom. Without father, without mother, without genealogy, having neither beginning of days nor end of life, but made like Ben Elohim, he remains a Kohen for all time. Now see how great this man is. Even Abraham the patriarch gave him a tenth out of the plunder. Indeed, those sons of Levi who received the priesthood have, according to Torah, a command to collect a tithe from the people, that is, from their kin, although they have come out of the loins of Abraham. But this one, who did not have their genealogy, has collected tithes from Abraham and has blessed him and the one holding the promise. Now it is beyond dispute that the lesser is blessed by the greater. In one case, dying men receive tithes, but in the other, one about whom it is testified that he lives on. Through Abraham, even Levi, the one receiving tithes, has paid the tithe, so to speak. For he was still in his father's loins when Melchizedek met him. El Elyon, which means the Most High God, the word Elyon comes from the Hebrew root that means to be elevated. Primarily, it emphasizes God as the Exalted One. From this primary emphasis, the secondary emphasis is derived that stresses God's sovereignty over heaven in Isaiah 14, 13-14, and over earth in 2 Samuel 22, 14-15, Psalm 21, 7, Psalm 83, 16-18, and Psalm 91, 9-12. A third emphasis is on God's relationship to Gentiles in Genesis 14, 18-19, Numbers 24:16, and Deuteronomy 32, 8-9. Yeshua is to be compared with Melchizedek. Psalm 110:4. He is also king of Salem or king of Shalom. The meaning of both phrases are given correctly. Except for Psalm 110, he appears in the Tanakh only at Genesis 14, 17-20. The author quotes from the passage before giving a drash on how great he was. This drash is a step towards showing how great Yeshua is. Joseph Shulam has shown that among the Dead Sea Scrolls, a one-page document known as 1Q Melch is unique in every Jewish literature in presenting a picture of Melchizedek very similar to that of the author of the New Testament book of Messianic Jews, Hebrews. This fact strengthens a contention made by the scholars that the author of Messianic Jews, whoever he was familiar with the Qumran community and its ideas. Psalm 110, 1-7, a psalm of David. Adonai said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet. Adonai will extend your mighty rod from Zion, rule in the midst of your enemies. Your people will be a freewill offering in a day of your power in holy splendors. From dawn's womb, yours is the dew of your youth. Adonai has sworn and will not relent. You are a Kohen forever, according to the order of Melchizedek. My Lord is at your right hand. He shall shatter kings in the day of his wrath. He will judge among the nations, heaping up corpses. He will crush heads over the entire land. He will drink from a stream along the way, so his head will be exalted. 14 facts about the Messiah. He is as truly God and Lord as Yahweh the Father. 2. He is the exalted one at the right hand of the Father. 3. He will sit at the right hand of the Father until the time of the second coming, when he will come to reign 1,000 years to put all enemies under his feet. This does not mean that he will sit down until the Father puts all enemies down, but until the time for all enemies to be brought under and subdued. That is really the purpose of the second coming and the 1,000-year reign. 4. He shall rule from Zion on earth. 5. He shall rule in the midst of his enemies to put them down. 6. Israel will become willing to accept him and obey him in the day of his power. The verse could be paraphrased, your people shall be a free people and willing to follow you in the day of your power, arrayed in garments of holiness and as youthful and fresh as the dew drops from the breast of the dawn. 7. He is a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. Sorry, that was 7. 8. He shall be a priest king. 9. He shall conquer kings in the day of his wrath. 10. He shall judge and rule the heathen. 11. He shall make heaps of slain when he comes a second time. 12. He shall wound, smite, dash the heads of many countries. He shall drink of the brook in the way, meaning he shall be refreshed and satisfied in his conquest of the nations. And 14, he shall lift up his head or be exalted over the nations. Again, these are all found in Psalm 110:7, among other prophetic scriptures. I recommend that you get our book, 50 Days to Shavuot, so you can read the additional scriptures that are given on the study of the name of Yeshua. Personal thoughts of Yeshua, Son of the Most High. How have you seen him being the Most High in your life? The blessing. Blessed are you, Adonai, our God, King of the universe, who has sanctified us with his commandments and has commanded us concerning the counting of the Omer. Today is 38 days, which are 5 weeks and 3 days of the Omer. The merciful one, may he return to us the service of the temple to its place. Speedily in our days, amen, Selah, in Yeshua's name. Bo, Yeshua, Bo, Shalom.